and Daf Pei Aleph Amid Beis. The Gemara asks the Kashem, "Lema Masnisin the Loike Rabbi Elazar?" Rabbi Elazar said, "Amalva Eschavera Lamashkin." Over the Mashkin, Yishba Vayito Moisa of Divrei Rabbi Elazar. So we had learned yesterday, Shitas Rashi, that Rabbi Elazar holds that the Mashkin was given not Legevaine, was given Lies Betuach Mechoivoi, and because of that, he's a Shemachino. Rabbi Kiva says, Yachalaim Olai Klumil Vaisania La Mashkin, Over the Mashkin, Ovdo Moisecho. And Rashi said, Rabbi Kiva holds, he's a, the Mashkin was given Legevaine. Since the Mashkin was given Legevaine, so then, he's a Shema Socha. So the Gemara, so the Nar Mishnah says, that he's a Shema Socha, that's what it says in Nar Mishnah. The Mishnah daf Peyam at base, Halvol Amashkin Shema Socha. So the Gemara so comes out, our Mishnah is not going according to Rabbi Elazar. So Gemara says, no, Afilo Taima Rabbi Elazar, Veloi Kashe, Kan Shemishkanoi Bishas Alvosoi. If he was Memashkanim Bishas Alvo, so then the purpose of the Mashkin is Liyos Batuach B'Moisov. That Netilas HaMashkin only makes him a Shem Echino. Kan Shemishkinoi Shaloi B'Shas Alvosoi. Our Mishnah that says he's a Shem Esocho is speaking about that he was Mamashkinim Shaloi B'Shas Alvosoi. So let us see Rashi. Kan Shemishkanai Bishas Alvosai. Kamei Rabbi Elazar Shemechina. Then he's a Shemechina. Because then the Mashkin is only Liyos Petuach B'Moisa. Umas Nishin Shemashkanai Shaloi Bishas Alvosai. Ala Lachas Man. Shetavai Moisa Bebezden Veloi Shilai. So Rashi learned Shaloi Bishas Alvo means that he was Gizman Piroin came. And he was Teveyed, the Levi should pay him. V'loi Shilein, U'mishkenoi Alpi Bezdin, Dehi Vadai Ligavayne Shoklei. There, the Mashkin that is taken, that already is not taken, he is Batuach B'Moisov. Turb Moisov means if he won't pay, so I have something to have a backup with. But here it's not if he won't pay. He left him to Bezdin and he didn't pay. So this Mashkin, the Hivade Ligavaine Shokle, and if he took it Ligavaine, so Memele, so there he is the Din of Hashem Masoch. Frek the Gemara. Va'idi, va'idi, ubol ala mashkin son. You can't say that. The Baraisa, the Rabbi Elazar says he's a shay machinam, says hamalve eschaveiroi al hamashkin. And that you translate means bishas avo, hamalve eschaveiroi al hamashkin. And our Mishnah also says hilvo al hamashkin. So you can't say our Mishnah is speaking about Mishkanoi Shaloi Bishas Alvosai. It says, Kuvo Alamashkin. Alamashkin, Zuktrashi, Bishas Alvosai. Elo Loikashin. Kan Shilveyu Mois. Kan Shilveyu Peres. No, the Mishnah can still go according to Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar holds, if he lent him Mois, so then he's a Shemachinam. The Mashkin tak is only Liyos Patuach B'Moisov, and that makes him a Shemachinam. But if he lent him peiros and he's going to get paid back mois, so here he's getting a revach from this alvo, that he lent him a commodity which will not last too long, and he's going to get paid back with a commodity which can last very long. So then he's a shame of socha. So the Gemara says, "Vomediktoni seifa Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, hilvo moi shema chinam, hilvo peiros shema socha." Rabbi Yehuda is chaylik on the Tanna Kama. The Tanna Kama says, "Hilvo la mashkin shema socha," and Rabbi Yehuda says, "When is he a shema socha? Only hilvo peiros out this far." Bevoim Mois is Hashem Echina, Michlal, the Latanakama, Leishonile. According to the Tanakama says he's Hashem Esoch, and he doesn't differentiate. Afilu by Mois, he's also Hashem Esoch. So we're back, so Lema Masnis and the Leike Rabbeleza. So the Gemara says, no, Kulo Rabbi Yehudi, the whole Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. There's no two Tanoim in the Mishnah. V'chasuri mechsere, there's missing a few words. V'hochik toni, hilvo ala mashkin, shayme socha. V'amed vorim amurim, shalvo peiris. Avol hilvo peiris, avol hilvo imois, shayme chino. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda oimer, Uvol moi shayma chinam, uvol peire shayma soch. So forget, the whole Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, only a shayma soch, but uvol peiris. And some amelim we said, Rabbi Leza also will be made by Ovo Peiris, he's a shame of Socha. Some amelim, so the Mishnah can go according to Rabbi Leza also. Like the Gemara, if you will say that the whole Machlokes, Rabbi Leza, Rabbi Kiva is by Ovo Mois, and there, Rabbi Kiva holds he's a shame of socher, Rabbi Lez holds he's a shame of chinam. So, ihochi, come alay mas nisin, the like Rabbi Kiva. So, come out that our mission is not going according to Rabbi Kiva. And we'll see in Rashi that's a calamity to say that the mission is not going according to Rabbi Kiva. Ela machvarte mas nisin, the like Rabbi Lez. So, mamela, that's we'll have to say tak eina chanami. The Mishnah is speaking about Tovoi Mois, the Tanakama holds he's a Shem Achinam, a Shem Osochar, and that's not like Rabbi Lazar, that's like Rabbi Kiva. Let us see Rashi, Umasnisin Shalvo Peres, Yehochi, Komale Masnisin, the like Rabbi Kiva. Tiktoni, Aval Mevo Mois, Shei Bechino, and what's the kasha? Banan Kaimalom, with Meseches and Hedrin. Bekule Stomi, all the stomis that we have, Stam Mishneh, Rameya, Stam Sifro, Rab Yehuda, Stam Sifri, Rab Shimon, Bekulu Alibed Rab Kiva. That means the whole Torah Shebal Peh that we have originates from Talmidei Rabbi Kiva, so Memele, it's zicher not mistava to say that our mission is not going according to Rabbi Kiva. Samir deke ha'orev, there's a Gemara in Sanhedrin. Gemara in Sanhedrin says, Besayf Yomov Shal Rabbi Elazar, Bechachmi Yisrael had put Rabbi Elazar in Cherem. It's made like a rivosh. So after they put him in Cherem, the Maisa of Tamlu Tanuri Shalachnoi, so they didn't come to learn by him. Because there's a ribosh that the felton covered the Torah. So they didn't come and learn by him. Seif Yomov was very sick. They all came to the Erev Shabbos. They came to visit him. And they came to visit him. So Rabbi Lezer asked them, they said, Chutzot Avodah Moisov. Rabbi Lezer asked them, until now, where were you? And they said, oops. We didn't have time, we weren't able to come. And Rabbi Lezer says, Tom Alim, Tomusi, Mises Atzmachem, if you'll have a normal death. Zam Aise, you didn't come and learn by me. Then it says, Rabbi Kiva got very white and he asked Rabbi Lezer, what's with me? So he says, you more than them. If you would have come and learned, you could have, Rashi says, Libach Pasuach Ke'ulam, you could have learned so much, and you vatal this opportunity, Yizicha won't die a normal Misa. So, I once thought, how did Rabbi Kiva look not coming to Rabbi Lezer? He was behaving the Stam Teresh Shabal Pez, Alibin the Rabbi Kiva, the whole Teresh Shabal Pez we have is Alibin the Rabbi Kiva. Vafal Pikain, there was a Tainim, that's what you were, but you could have been greater. And that there was a Tvi and Rabbi Kiva. About Kaponim, Sadiq Mar says, we can't say this, that the Mishnah is speaking, going a little bit to Rabbi Yehuda, and it's, because then it's not like Rabbi Kiva, so, Machvarte, Masnisen, the Leiki Rabbi Laz. Right. Zok the Gemara Vaita, Leime b'doloi Shovi, Mashkin, Shir Zuzi. Ubedishmuel, Komiflegi. So the Gemara says, maybe now the Gemara wants to delve in to the machloikis of Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Kiva. What is the case and what is the machloikis between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Kiva? Maybe they're speaking about a mashkin that is not shove shir zuzi. That means the loive borrowed a lot of money. He gave him a mashkin, which is worth very little. And there's a machloikis, if over the mashkin, if he loses the demei halva, and the machloikis is, ubedishmu kemifulagi. The omar shmu, haiman da oisfe alfe zuzi lechavre, shmu said amur de kechidish. A person who lent someone 1,000 zuz, ba'anach lei kato de maglo, and he left over by him a handle of a magle, a scythe, kilavayu, which is not worth too much money. So Shmuel said, ovat kato de maglo, ovdu alfe zuzi. If the Malva lost the Kata de Magla, so he lost his whole Alfe Zuzi. So maybe that is the Machloikis of Rabbi Elezer and Rabbi Kiva, that the Mashkin is, that he gave him, the Mashkin is not Shove the Demei Achayiv. And then there's a Machloikis, if he doesn't give back the mashkin, if he loses the chayv. Let us see what Rashi says. Leime Rabbi Elezer v'Rabbi Kiva b'dalei shavi shir zuzi kemiflegi u'b'dishmul pligi. Dei b'dishavi, if it's shavi, moide Rabbi Elezer v'legavayne shaklai. If it's shavi shir zuzi, then Rabbi Lezer also holds, like Rabbi Kiva, the Legavayne Shokli, the lomdus we learned till now in Rabbi Kiva, that you're a shomer socher, and you lost the mashkin, you lost the choy. Could be Rabbi Lezer's also made, and the lomdus of a mashkin, Rabbi Lezer's also made. What is the machloikis that Rabbi Lezer says that he's a shomer chino? Ubedaloi shavi pligi. The machloikis is when the mashkin is not worth the value of the choy. The Rabbi Lezer, less like the Shmuel. That Shmuel said, the Oma over the Alfa Zuzi, Visova, and Rabbi Shmuel holds the Kabul Ligavine, that he was Mekabul. This Mashkin, that he should be Bemokin Gvias Achayv if he doesn't retain it. Ho, less like Rabbi Lezer. That Rabbi Lezer doesn't know. Shmuel's Chiddush, he doesn't know. The given the loishavi, since it's not worth the value of the chay, so then Izicha did not accept the mashkin for the gvias hachayv. No, lezikarin dvorim ba'almu. So there, the whole purpose of the mashkin is lezikarin dvorim ba'almu, not al tzlius batuach b'chayvay, because it's not batuach b'chayvay. He got a cat of the magla that's worth $5. He lent him alfa zuzi. No, there, Rabbi Lezer holds that the whole purpose of this mashkin is to come to one balm of the nokel. V'shay machinamu. V'Rabbi Kiva islay the Shmuel. And Rabbi Kiva holds like Shmuel. Bama sova v'kabul v'tayres mashkin. He was mekabul that this will be b'tayres mashkin. V'chol kama d'loy mahadri loy ligvi. And if he doesn't return the cat to the magle, he can't be given the chayv. So I'd like to mention two nekudas over here, which tachsamir are more the kisoidistic according to Shitas Rashi. And Nachsamir will get a clockite in the sugye according to these yesoides. There's a meiridike marshal. The marshal says here on this gemore, the gemore says, leime b'dolei shavi mashkin shir zuzi. Maybe that's the machloikis. Now, why did the gemore want to say this? The gemore is going to fall off. No, they don't hold like Shmuel. No one holds like Shmuel. Fine. But the gemore wanted to say, maybe. So the marshal says, this is a hemshech from before. We started off the sugya. Our mission isn't going according to Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer says he's a shei machina. The Gemara said, no. The Gemara said, machmar tad loike Rabbi, it doesn't go like Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer holds, he's a shei machina. He didn't take the mois legevine. He took it. Lebitochen. He didn't take it. He's patuach b'moisa. He didn't take it like gavain. Smail is a shemachin. And the Mishnah says it's a shemachin. So, machvarta the leiki Rabbi Lezer. Zuk the marshal. Moses says, no. Maybe that's not pshat the machleikis. The Gemara wanted, let the Mishnah go according to Rabbi Lezer also. And Rabbi Lezer that says that he's a shemachin, he's talking about another case. That leishavi shir zuzi. There! But by Shavi Shir Zuzi, this Yisod, that Rabbi Kiva said, a mashkin that Shavi the Dmois, he take le gavayne, that Rabbi Lez also doesn't take le bitochen amois, he takes le gavayne, that is a dama muskin. But the machloikis is in Shmuel. The machloikis in the Shmuel. So the Gemara wanted to fadin. It takes up a lot of things. We'll see. So the Gemara wanted a fadin that the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Lezer. That's how the Marshal says. In the Ritva, which goes according to Shitas Rashi, now he brings that Shitas Rashi. Rashi had said the Machloikis Rabbi Lezer. And Rabbi Kiva is, if he took it to Gavain, he didn't take it to Gavain, he says, So the Ritva says, now our Gemara is going to analyze what the machlokes is. Till now we learned like that. We came to Maskona, Machvata, Masisno, Kaikabaleza. Now the Gemara wants to say, maybe we can learn another pshat in the machlokes. And the Gemara will say a few pshatim. And the Ritva says, there's a Mordeke Kasha over here. The Gemara brought down the machlokes, Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Kiva. The Gemara didn't say anything with the lumpus. And my sister, the like Rabbi Lezer, a good talk. All of a sudden, the Gemara starts clarifying. What's pshat in the machlokes? So the Ritva Weiss, before we had a different mahalach in the machlokes. Now the Gemara wants to be maybe there's another mahalach in the machlokes. But that Rashi said on Pei Aleph on Mekbeis was like one mahalach in the machlokes. And now the Gemara is going to say, now we're going to analyze. Maybe we can learn a different shot. And on this, the Mashal says, if we learn a different shot, so then they don't say, our mishnah can go according to Abelez also. Now, Agavuchim, I just like to be medayik the lashonis of Rashi. The ibidish, let's again see the Loshan Rashi. The ibidish shavi moide rabbelez at the legavaine shoklai. That means if it's shavi, so when he took the mashkin lichatchile, he took it legavaine. And legavaine makes him for a shema socha. That means he took it to make a gviya from it. That's the purpose why he took it. Like we hear the Rashi botan rabbelezer. If he wrote a shtar, so why did he take the mashkin? He's batuch b'moisav, he can't be kaifa. Why did he take the mashkin? Then, Abelez is also moide ligvain neshak. He wants to be kaifa from this mashkin. That's why he took this mashkin. He wants. So the Mele, so the Gemara says, maybe Abelez always holds the ligvain neshak. He took it for gvain. Now, let's see the Lashain is right. But the Lashain shall be pleased. The Rabbi Loza, Leslie, the Shmuel, the Omar, Ovid, Alpha, Zuzi, the Sovar, the Kobil, the Gavain. That means, that Sikha, no one holds that the Shokle, the Gavain. He didn't take a kata the Magle, that this will be the Gvia of the Alpha, Zuzi. I mean, no one in his right mind would do such a thing. No, Shmuel says, but if he took it, the Kobil, he was Mekabel on himself. That if it gets lost, this will be the Gvias Choy. That was the Kabbalah of the Malva, the Kabbalah Gavayne. Oh, Leslay le Rabbi Leza. It wasn't the Kabbalah Gavayne. There the Mashkas only Lezich and Borim. The Rabbi Kiva Islay, the Shmuv Amos Sova, the Kabbal Beteiris Mashkin, which means le Gavayne. Chulkamed le Mahadri le Ligvi. So, I'd like to mention one was here, Sarashis Kobol Bateris Mashkin. Mashkin means the Gevaina. That's a title. That's what Rabbi Kiva holds. Now, there's a Machloikis HaRishonim. What is the din by the Skata de Magla if an Einus occurred? If he'll also, will say, Ovid Kata de Magla, Ovid Alpha Zuzi. Other Rishonim say that this whole, now it was Sova Vekobel, Bateris Mashke, that's Tafke, Gonav, Ovid. But if an Einus occurred which he never thought of, there you don't say Sova Vekobel. That's other Rishonim hold. The Sam Seif is medayik from the Loshna of Rashi, v'chol kamed le mahadri le leila. If he doesn't return it, so if he doesn't return it, afilu ba'ines le ligve. So al kaponim shitas Rashi is that afilu ba'ines. So I think the Sam Seif asked the kasha, so if Svara Shmuel is that he's chayav afilu ba'onsim. So how could we say before that the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Kiva? The Arei Shem Masocha. The Mishnah says he's a Shem Masocha. here is Chayva for Labonsim. I think some Seif has this Kasha. But Dachsme, according to the Marshal, the Kasha finds Sech Nishton. According to the Marshal, we're just saying now, the Machloikis of Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Lezer, their Machloikis is B'lai Shavish Yezus. And there the Svara of, and there the Svara of Kiva is Sova V'Kabul and then the Sefer Labonsim. But our Mishnah is speaking about the Shavish Yezuzi. And that's Lokhele Gavayne. That's what Rashi said. And if Lokhele Gavayne, Yeshayim Masoch, that's the whole Kasha. Our Mishnah Gavayne according to Rabbi Lezer. If it's Lokhele Gavayne, then you're Yeshayim Masoch. If Sover Vekabel Gavayne, that means not I want this Gavayne, but he was Mekabel. Listen, if I don't give it back to you, The chay will be nigveh. Lailigvi, I won't be gaiva from you. So there it could be to afilu bainis. They won't be gaiva. Fine. So the Gemara says, no. Ibid the loy shovel mashkin shil zuzi the kolam aleslo dishu. Nah, to say that they both hold like that Rabbi Kiva holds like Shmuel. That's not mustavel. None of them hold like Shmuel. V'hoch ibid the shovel shil zuzi, b'shovel shil zuzi. Now, so the marshal says. So, I mean, we try to say that the mishnah can go according to Rabbi Lezer. And Rabbi Lezer speaking about Bidaloi Shavi, and the Mishnah speaking about Bidaloi Shavi, Lokhele Gavayne. But the Mishnah says, no, you can't say that. Rabbi Kiva holds like Shmuel. Shmuel made the Kachidish, no. So, Al Kocho, Rabbi Kiva is going Bidaloi Shavi. And Rabbi Lezer is also going Bidaloi Shavi. Rabbi Lezer is also going Bidaloi Shavi. So now, the Mishnah is not like Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Lezer, because, I mean, it's Bidaloi Shavi Shil Zuzian. He also has Shem Mechinom, and, so Mamela, so that's what the Marshal says already. I mean, the Gemara had wanted to try that the Mishnah should go according to Rabbi Lezer, and that is only if Rabbi Lezer is speaking about the Loi Shavi. By Shavi, he's Moide. But that's saying that Rabbi Kiva is speaking about the Loi Shavi. Now the Gemara says, no, don't say such a thing. Kul alme leslu de Shmuel. So Rabbi Kiva, that says he's a Shema, that over Damashka and over Moisov, Rabbi Kiva cannot be speaking about Loi Shavi, because Kulama less Lo Dishmul. So they have to be speaking about Shavi. So I'm good what he said before. So it's good what he said before, that the Mishnah is not like Rabbi Lazar. So that attempt we wanted to say is falls off. So now the Gemara says, "V'kamiflagi b'derabbi Yitzchak." Vach b'deshavi shir zuzi. V'kamiflagi b'derabbi Yitzchak. The machlokes is in Rabbi Yitzchak. Dama Rabbi Yitzchak b'naim lebal choyv shekayne mashkin. Shinema olachoti yetzedoke. Imeine koyne mashkin tzedoke menolei. Mikal lebal choyv shekayne mashkin. The machlokes is in Rabbi Yitzchak. Now we have to understand. This Gemara is a Mordeke Gemara. That means we learned Rashi on Pei Aleph Amid Beis. Rashi said, "B'deshove Shir Zuzi, Rabbi Kiva holds, he took it Legabayne, so he's a Shem Asoche. Rabbi Lez holds, he took it Lez, but took it Moisa, not a Shem Asoche, it's a Shem Achino. But I'll call upon him, So now, if you're saying b'deshavi shir zuzi, you're saying b'deshavi shir zuzi. So now, also, you say, so what's this for, Rabbi Kiva? Oh, Rabbi Kiva also Rabbi Yitzchak. Why do you have to talk about Rabbi Yitzchak? I'm Barashi Payala from the base. He said shavi shir zuzi shakla the gavaynas. He's a shem asocha. What's happening over here? So we have to know that Tesis Rabbeinu Peretz asks us, the Ritva asks this kasha, the Rabbeinu Peretz, they bombard Rashi. And because of this kasha, they say Rashi is 100% wrong. The whole shtick Torah that Rashi said, according to Rabbi Kiva, it's not true. Because Agamore, we'll see the Gemara, say, holds like a Yitzhak, another. The Agamore has different mahalchim to explain Rabbi Kiva, and Agamore doesn't mention Rashi shtick Torah. So because of this, they shlug up Rashi. The Teis Rabbeinu Peretz shlugs up Rashi, because this is a Moiradiki Gemara, which we have to understand. We mentioned before the Ritva. The Ritva wasn't too spoiled from this Kasha. The lotion of the Ritva is... The Ritva says as follows. The Gemara now, the Gemara had a mahalach in the machloikis, the Gemara understood pshat, the machloikis, and that the Masad machvar to the Messis and like Rabbi Eliezer. But now the Gemara wants to osinen lemedik ipligi b'midi achrine. That means we had one mahalach in the machloikis. Ayin Barashi pe alaf amad beis. This sugya, which the Gemara is going to start groping, what the time of Rabbi Kiva is, the Gemara just wants to be mitzadet. Maybe there's another mahalach. It'll still be the mishnah is not like Rabbi Lezer, because we're saying now speaking about the shavi shel zuzi. But maybe the way we learned till now is not the right way. Now the Gemara is going to be mitzadid to find other ways. Well, kaponim, this Gemara, the Teis Rabbeinu Peretz shlugs up Rashi in this Gemara, and he's chaylik on Rashi, and Teisus is chaylik on Rashi. And this is because from this Gemara we see within this, we have to look for timing for Rabbi Kiva. And Rashi had a psalm being mahalach, it's a good gemara, so he's a shem esoch. Okaponim, fine. The kol alma leslo d'shmu. The Rabbi Lezer loy mafsid klum. He won't be by his Hashem achino, so loy mafsid klum. Rabbi Kiva ain't mafsid ala keneged amashkin. But not more than that, because no, a shmu is chiddish that you lose the whole chayiv, no one knows like that. So Moshe, so what's the machloikis Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Lezer? Shekoyne mashkin, l'chol mili l'ischayev bonsen. Now, we won't get into the oimek advorim, but Rashi says, according to Rabbi Kiva, ischayev bonsen, that means it's his. The shach says, b'alchoyv koyne mashkin, by says it's his. He's a Kenyan in it. So if he has a Kenyan in it, he got lost. So, you were kind of the Mashkin, so I couldn't talk. So we have here Akasha, but let's just speak about the... Now, I just want to mention two Nikudas. One Nikuda, that what Rashi says, according to Rabbi Yitzchok Yischai Bo'onsen, this is Shitas Rashi. Shitas HaToisvis is, he's only Chai B'gnei B'vavet. Abarashi Shitas is Chai B'onz. Fine. According to Rabbi Yitzchak. Now, so if you say the Tam of Rabbi Kiva is like Rabbi Yitzchak, Nishai B'onz, so then we have a proper, how can our Mishnah go according to Rabbi Kiva? The Mishnah says he's a Shomer Socha. So this is a Kasha and Rashi that the Rishonim ask a Rashi. Rashi is right now like Rashi. I feel according to Rabbi Yitzchak he's a Shomer Socha. Okay, let's just put this Kasha on hold. And the Ritva says a Teretz on this Kasha. But Al Kapon, this is a Kasha on hold. Let's put it on hold, the Kasha. Now, so the Gemara says, V'tizbere, let me ask you a kasha. You can't say that the time of Rabbi Kiva is like Rabbi Yitzchak. V'tizbara, eim adom Rabbi Yitzchak b'mashkenoi shaloi b'shas halbosa. משכנאי שלא בשעס אבוסוי, אבל משכנאי בשעס אבוסוי, מי אומר? How could you say that the time of Rabbi Kiva is according to Rabbi Yitzchak? Rabbi Yitzchak is only speaking about Mashkenai Shaloi B'Shas Havosai. Mashkenai B'Shas Havosai. There's no Rabbi Yitzchak. And Rabbi Kiva is speaking about Hilvo Allah Mashken. So it's talking about B'Shas Havosai. She can't say the time of Rabbi Kiva is also Rabbi Yitzchak. Fine. So the Gemara slugs up. That can't be the time of Rabbi Kiva. That can't be the time of Rabbi Kiva, because Rabbi Kiva is speaking about Mashkenai B'Shas Havosai. Zakta Ritva Azoy. Temesin, the Gemara could have asked the Kashe, how could you say the time of Rabbi Kiva is like Rabbi Yitzchak? Rabbi Yitzchak is Chai Bonson, and the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Kiva. The Mishnah says he's a Shai Masoch. That was the Kashe we asked according to Rashi. Zakta Ritva, the Gemara had another Kashe, there's another Kashe. The time of Rabbi Yitzchak, the time of Rabbi Kiva cannot be like Rabbi Yitzchak, because Rabbi Kiva is speaking about B'Shas Havo, and Rabbi Yitzchak is speaking about Shalom B'Shas Havo. So this Mahalach is Tamazay Nishtoi Skalton. Let's be mamtik what the Ritva answers. That means, the Kasha that the Gemara asks, we'll see, there's a, Rabbi Yitzchak is speaking about Shalom B'Shas Havo, Rashi brings that the Posik is Muchach, is speaking about Shalom B'Shas Havo. And Rabbi Kiva is speaking about B'Shas Havo, Vola Mashke. So the Hesaki say, hold on, Rabbi Yitzchak. What should the Gemara ask? Moshe asked the Kasha, listen, if the time of Rabbi Kiva is also Rabbi Yitzchak, and we'll have to say that the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Kiva, because Kulis Tama live in Rabbi Kiva, and Rabbi Yitzchak calls his Chai Bonson. Who says this? Rashi says this. Good. So, this kasha is based on the makor of Rashi. It doesn't say before she's chayav bonson. Rashi says the Gemara's kasha is another kasha. The Gemara, the Rabbi Yitzchak is speaking about shloim b'shas halvo, and the Mishnah is speaking about b'shas halvo. So finished. So the Gemara asks this kasha. So he asks the second kasha, which so come out. The Mishnah can be Rabbi Kiva, and Rabbi Yitzchak holds chayav bonson. Who says? Rashi says. So that's why this kasha is nicht zu gefällig. Now let us see what Rashi says. Eim adam Rabbi Yitzchak b'mashkenai shaloi b'shas habosai. Dokro, this alachoti yetzidoke b'mashkenai ayivei shliach beznik siv. It's speaking about that they sent a shliach beznik. Dechsiv leel minei b'chutz tamid mekvini lo lakama b'shliach beznik. Vohu vadai And Shaloi B'Shas Havo Koni, the Legavayne Shokli, it was taken Legavayne. V'lek L'dmuyi L'mashkenei B'Shas Havo. So here we're talking about Mashken B'Shas Havo. Rabbi Yitzchak is talking about a Mashken Shaloi B'Shas Havo. V'ach Plutin Rav Leza Malvo L'mashken K'tov. So Meilu, V'shtel S'metzu Rabbi Yitzchak. Now Agavuche, I'd like to mention for 1 minute, what is the case of Rabbi Yitzchak? The case of Rabbi Yitzchak is that Reuven lent Shimon money, and Dotmach was in paying Rosh Chodesh Nissan. Comes Rosh Chodesh Nissan, he comes to Shimon, Ainley. So Reuven schleps him to Bezdin. Okay, because you have to pay him up Rosh Chodesh Nissan. So Bezdin makes a shliach Bezdin that goes and takes a mashkin from Shimon. Now, we give this to Reuven. And in Shulchan Aruch it says as follows. If you pay up in a month, we're giving you another month, an extension of a month. If you pay up in a month, you'll get back the mashkin. If you won't pay in the month, so Reuven is going to take the mashkin and sell it in Bezdin. That means Bezdin will be shown the shavius of the mashkin. Finishes. It's more or less settled already. You have a right to pay up in a month. If you don't pay up in a month, this mashkin is ligavayne taka. That means he comes to Bezdin, there's no din, there's no hooing and hooing, there's no red tape. Bezdin will be shomet and will sell it in Bezdin and he gets his money. So that is Rabbi Yitzchak, shaloi b'shas havo. So the Gemara says, fine, so that's irrele geweine. But how can you still to Rabbi Kiva who's talking about Bishas Alvo, who says, where do you see from Rabbi Yitzchak? The geweine of Rabbi Yitzchak has nothing to do with Amashke Bishas Alvo. Right? So the Gemara says, So we still want to figure out, according to the Ritva, according to Rashi, another mahalach. Is there another mahalach to explain the machloikis of the Kiva and Rabbi Elazar? So the Gemara says, Elamashkenay shloy bishas abosi kulal meisul de Rabbi Yitzchak. And you don't have Rabbi Yitzchak here. There's no Bissadala Gavaina. And the Machloikis, Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Kiva is in the din of Shemer Abeide. The Itma, Shemer Abeide, Rabbi Omar Kishemer Chinam, Rabbi Yosef Omar Kishemer Socher. So the Mele. And that's the machloikis. Right. Now let's see what Rashi says. Zik Rashi. Boche b'shem ha'aveide k'miflegi. The time of the Rabbi Kiva. Mishum de shema schar mitzvah. He's a shema socher because of he's deriving benefit from the mitzvah. Voisig b'mitzvah potam in ha'mitzvah. V'i boi. The Yoiv Rifta Lanya. So he's getting money. Shemer Abeid. Shemot Abeid. Bichnisa Otech Beisei. Kedosim Asafte Otech Beisei. Kishemer Socher Tzcha Mitzvah. Fine. So now, let us just elaborate a few minutes in this Nakuda. There's a Machloikis Rabbe and Rabbi Yosef. Is a shemer abeide a shemer socher or a shemer chinam? Rabbi Yosef says he's a shemer socher because he's gaining the money from this. That means another man comes, he's busy being Isaac in the Beit. All of a sudden, a car drives up with five mishalochim, they open up the door, and he's Isaac in the Abeide. They stand there for 2 minutes and the car drives away. You know how much money he saves? Is he? So Al Kaponim, so he got money. This Shabbos Hameid. Fine. What? You know, so it's good, but when he brought it to the house and now he's Isaac in the you know, he's Mishateach. No. He's Mishateach, the beggar, once every 30 days. He has to do something with that lady. So in this time, when he's doing it, and Rabbos put it, Rab Yosef, like Shriche, God, when he's doing it, that's when the car's gonna come up. So this is a Milsa de Loi Shriche. Don't say that he got money from this. Bekitzer, there's a Machloikis, Rabben, Rab Yosef, Hashem, Rabbeide, see, Hashem of Sochot, is that called? He got money, didn't he call get money? Now, let us go to Amar Vala Mashkin. Amar Vala Mashkin, but this is on the Muki Yosef, I think the Rashba also says this. Reuven comes to Shimon, lend me $100. Shimon says, hello, we'll lend you money. Fabi Batur Vamoisai, I won't lend you money, Stamosai. You give me a Mashkin, I'll lend you money. So the whole halvor is, that means the whole halvor, he's not machuif to lend the money, he's not patur l'moisa. So the whole mitzvah's halvor can only be niskayim when he gives him the mask. I'm going to lend you money, which is a mitzvah, a kesef salve, I'll lend you money when you give me the mask. So the minute he gives him the mask, that's his mekayim a mitzvah. That means through the mask, I make the halva. So the mitzvah of the halva comes about through the mashkin. So when he's giving him the mashkin, we hear the same scenario, and the car drives up, I'm busy taking a mashkin, and with the mashkin, I'm going to make a halva. I'm hoisting the mitzvah kesef salve. So, memela, I'm hoisting the mitzvah. Zokt the Muki Yosef. So, he saved money. This time, when Shas the halva, the car came up, he waved to them goodbye. Hoisting the mitzvah. Afterwards, he's finished already. He has nothing but to do. But he saved money then. So he's a shame sachar. I mean, you have to get money every month to get donish to be a shame sachar. That means when he was mekabel the shmir, he was mekabel the mashkin, and he became a shomer on the mashkin. So by being mekabel shmir on the mashkin, he saved money from not having to give tzedakah. So memele, so if you hold like Rabbi Yosef, he's a shame asacha. Rabbi holds it's a milsa deloy shchiches. It didn't become a shame asacha. That is what the Gemara is saying now. Fine. So the machlik. So now the Gemara is saying again, this is a new mahalach. It's not the Gemara just seeing, do we have to say the way Tashi said before, or is there another mahalach? So the Gemara wants to say, the mahalach could be, the machlik says, everyone holds he didn't take legavayne, he took liyis patuach b'moisov, and that is a shemachina. The shail is, but did he get a payment to that he's part of me put in the Rabbi Yosef. I just like to mention that Dvar Yaakov brings down the stipler in the Sechtes Broches. That it brings a shaila nachreinim. Let's start the other way. There's a machlekes, Tosfos and Daran, the din of oisik b'mitzvah, pota b'mitzvah, pota min ha-mitzvah. Tosfos says in many places, in Babakamim, that the whole din of oisik b'mitzvah, pota min ha-mitzvah is, yefshel l'kayim shnei. That means, I'm oisik b'mitzvah. I can't do something else. I can't do the other mitzvah. Now, so then it's oisik b'mitzvah, pota min ha-mitzvah. But if b'shas I'm oisik b'mitzvah, I can do the other mitzvah also. So Tosfos holds there's no tour whatsoever of oisik b'mitzvah. And Tosfos brings a ray, b'chi'oto mi shalovish b'talis and tefillin, he's part of mikol ha-mitzvahs. It's a ray, talis and tefillin can do other mitzvahs. So the holding of oisik b'mitzvah is, by doing this mitzvah, yefshel l'kayim, the second. The Ran in Sukkah is chaylik on Tosfos. The Ran in Sukkah holds basic mitzvah is efshel l'kayim shnei. I watch with Tosfos kasha. So if a person is wearing talis and tefillin and mezuzah, he should be part of mikol ha-mitzvahs. So the Ran said, no, you have to be an basic mitzvah. If I have a mezuzah on my door, if I have tefillin on my head, I'm wearing a talis, I'm being mekayim ha-mitzvah. I'm not being oisik b'mitzvah. If you're oisik b'mitzvah, I feel you can do both. You can do both. I can be sheteach, the beggar, with one hand and give him a pruta the other. You can do both. It's afshlakayim shnayim. But al koponim, if you're oisik b'mitzvah, you're part of a mitzvah. So, what? Yeah, zich, they bring from the stipler, from Rabbi Chaim Knievsky. We love davening, and then someone comes around for stock, you don't give him, you don't have to give him. Yoisik b'mitzvah. That's what Rabbi Chaim Knievsky said. Yoisik b'mitzvah. Ein echanami. Therefore, according to both Yoisik b'mitzvah, according to Tosfos also, I mean, you can't, unless you are davening to begin with, then you can do both. But if you were davening, love the b'chol of Avchem, yeah. So according to everyone, Yoisik b'mitzvah. Fine. That's what machloik is. Now, the achroinim, the stipler brings down, the achroinim, declare, what is this din Isaac b'mitzvah? Is it a din d'chiyah, or is it a din p'tul? That means, if I'm Isaac b'mitzvah, I don't have to do the second mitzvah. I'm d'ich of the second mitzvah. Or pshat is, I'm potter from the second mitzvah. And this disciple brings down a machlokes, the drisha, and the taz. The drisha says if a person was oisik b'mitzvah and he didn't daven, so he's potter mitfilas tashlumen. He was oisik b'mitzvah, so he's potter mitfilas tashlumen. And the taz says he's chayiv b'tashlumen. He was an onus. So memele, so the stipler, that's the machloikis. The drisha holds oisik b'mitzvah is potter min ha-mitzvah. He's potter. I was potter from davening. If I was potter from davening, you don't have to, there's no din tashlumim. You're potter from davening. The Taz learns it's a din dechiyah. I don't have to daven now, but so I'm on the owner's side. I'm a chuyiv to daven. I was unable to daven. Fine. So the stipler wants to say also the machloikis, Taisvis and the Rosh, Taisvis and the Ran is totally in this chakira. Taisvis holds it's a din dechiyah. So my mother says, you only doicha the second mitzvah if you can't do it. If you can't do the second mitzvah, so why shouldn't you do the second mitzvah? So Taisvis holds it's a din dechiyah, and the holding is by Yevshel Kaim Shneim. And the Ran holds it's a din ptul. So if you isik mitzvah, you apota min a mitzvah. So my mother, you apota. Nagav uche, there's a meiradike ritve in Sukkah. The ritve says, the ritve also, you see, it's a dim ptu. The ritve is sakasha. Why do you need a limit oisik be mitzvahs potem in a mitzvah? The mitzvah boli yotcha tach mitzendach. Why should I do the second mitzvah? I'm doing this mitzvah. Why need a posik oisik mitzvah potem in a mitzvah? So the ritve, the Pasuk is telling us that he's potter from Zichre. Mitzvah Boliot Chal Tach Mitzvah. The say this, you do first this, you don't do the other one. Mitzvah Boliot. But Oisik Mitzvah Potter Min HaMitzvah is telling me I'm potter from the second mitzvah. So the second mitzvah is a reshus. And the first, it's a reshus. No mitzvah. The first one is a mitzvah. So therefore, Zuk Teritvah, you're not allowed to do the second mitzvah. Don't be a frumak. That's not frumkeit. That's nicht Ehrlichkeit. This is a mitzvah. The other thing is not a mitzvah. So if you're going to do the other thing, you can be even a vere. You were in the middle of doing a mitzvah, and you stopped doing the mitzvah, you didn't meet the issues. Al Kapanah from the Ritva, we also see that the Ritva holds that it's a ptur.